And you have to be holy, and it'll take you a while to find out. Right now, the happiest folk in the world are the folks that's been doing right since they left high school. Now, you were bored. I mean, you were the bad person at first. But today, you've been walking the straight and narrow. And today, you ain't got to worry about half the stuff all these folk been doing, little or any and everything been doing. Y'all, this is a little too... I think you got to understand is that if you've been walking holy, holiness brings you happiness long term. You the happiest person in the world. Amen. Because you ain't been experimenting with Satan. You ain't been trying stuff that ruin. Because see, some of the stuff you do and get involved in out there in the world, amen, you got to, you're with it, it's with you for a lifetime. And the miserable, most miserable people in the world right now, some folk in here that's got some baggage that something they did wrong a long time ago. But for all those who did what God, let me get back, told them to do, they've been listening to their parents, they've been obeying the word of God, they've been doing the right thing, and today they are a happy camper. You say, I'm so glad I listened to my mother. I'm so glad I listened to my father. Amen. Because Jesus says, I came, my kingdom is not from here. Caesar, I'm not interested in your position. I know that's all you're concerned about is whether or not I'm going to take you off the throne. But I don't have no earthly kingdom. I got a spiritual kingdom. My kingdom much more important than that kingdom. My kingdom is a spiritual kingdom. And your kingdom is an earthly kingdom. I didn't come here to get your job. Amen. I'm not worried about you. I'm worried about getting people transformed out of the kingdom of darkness, out of the kingdom of lies, and to make people want to accept the truth. I came to tell people the truth. Amen. Amen. I came to tell people the truth. Do you want to hear the truth? Amen. Do you want to walk in the truth? Do you want to enjoy the truth? Jesus says, that's why I'm here, because the world has bought into a big lie. And they think that all these things that the world got to offer is all good when it's nothing but a big trick. Satan has ruined this world, and you automatically come here believing that that which is bad is good. That I need my freedom, that I need to do everything my parents told me not to do. I need to do everything the Bible said I shouldn't do. I need everything I want to do, the Bible is against it. Everything I want to do, the Bible is against it. The Bible is just stopping me in my tracks. The Bible is just in the way. I want to live a lie. I want to believe that the party all night and have 12 different partners is good. I want to drink what I want to drink. I want to act a fool. I want to drop it like it's hot. I want to do it. I want to. And the Bible just keeps blocking me. The Bible keeps stopping me. Amen. My parents trying to shut me down. I need to party all night. Amen. I need to have some fun. I need, amen, to get there, have a... I need to get a hot tub and amen get and have a menage a trois. I need to, amen. But the Bible is just blocking my little fun. It's just killing everything I want. It's trying to tell me who to marry. It's trying to tell me I need to be in church. It's trying to make me put my money in the wrong place. I got things I want to do, and the Bible just keeps stopping me. I want to marry who I want to marry. I don't want to know nothing about what God said. And automatically we come here and we done bought into the lie. And people are just crazy about the lie. And there is messing up their life. Jesus said, I came to be the right. I'm the king of truth. Ye shall know the truth. You talking about independence, and the truth shall make you free. If you really want to have a happy life, live by truth, you won't get hurt. It won't have a backlash. Have I got a witness? Obey the truth, and you won't have any scars on your life. Obey the truth, and you'll end up happier. And you'll end up holier. Obey the truth, and the truth will really give you the freedom that you need. Amen. Or you can go ahead and hang on with that devil if you want to. Falling for all those lies, all those tricks. And that's what happened in the Garden of Eden. Satan got a hold to the whole wide world. And he says, what can I do to them to mess them up? I can get them to be favorable to the lies instead of the truth. If I can get them to buy my lie and to want what's all these lies, I'm going to ruin their life. But I got to make them attracted to the lie. And I want to make them hate what's good for them and attract it to what's bad for them. I got them. That's all I got to do. And they died that day. He made the lie attractive. And we bit the bait. And we've been messing up. I start to say screwing up. Ever since. Lies been messed up, fouled up. Ever since. Satan has got his grip on the world by making lies appealing and attractive. That which is wrong, appealing and attractive. And it's all one big lie. And they believe in it. I got to do something to trick that, to turn that around. I've got to do something to flip this. I got to do something. Jesus says, I've got to open their eyes to the truth. And I don't, once they find the truth, he said, now, the truth is what's going to set them free. Now, if the truth sets you free, you must be bound if you're not following the truth. So you bought into the lie. So you turn on your parents, you turn on the Bible, you turn on the church, you turn on everything that's right. And all of a sudden, you sold out to the lies. And right now, that's just the bottom line. This world is, Jesus has come, I'm trying to get through, but I keep feeling, Jesus has come down to this whole wide world. And he looks down on, he said, the problem is they believe in a lie. And I got to do something to change that. Satan now got them following him, and they doing all the wrong things, and they got all the wrong attitudes, and now I've got to get them. And Jesus said, you know what? You know what, Caesar? That's why I was born. I came here to be the right king, and I came here to be the king of truth. And the devil is the father of lies. I came to be the king. Matter of fact, I am the truth. I am the way. I didn't become the truth. Huh? It's not that I know the truth. But I am the truth. I am the truth. It's not that I know the way. I am the way. If you get me, you get deliverance. Because what happens when you get saved is the script flips and Jesus brings you out of darkness. And when he brings you out of, and he brings you into the marvelous light, because when the darkness, when you bring a light in into a dark room, you turn it on, then you can see the truth about everything. You say, you can't walk that away. That's a bench right there. You better walk right there. You can't walk right there. Did you see that something? You better walk over there. And you can get out of this room without skinning your knee. If you have some light. But Satan has darkened our minds. We're in darkness. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. You were in darkness. And what Jesus does is he comes in and he helps you to see. Your spirit Without the Holy Spirit, you can't see. And you're doing all these things, but Christ can deliver. I think about these who came, you get a baby that's born, and the baby is born, and you don't know what's in the baby. Jesus, I know what's in me. I know what's in me. But we, too, need to know why we're here, and you never really know why people are here. There are needs that have to be met. And God uses people to meet needs. Amen. Secular people. Did you know you had secular needs? You have secular needs. What's spiritual about eating? You need more than spiritual. You need the physical. You need eating. You need entertainment. You need enjoyment. You need enjoyment. You need to be able to enjoy life. You need to be able to enjoy relationships. That balances out our lives. I need that. I need enjoyment. So God has made somebody born to bring you enjoyment. Somebody just for you. You need entertainment. You need a good entertainer who can help you make it through life. You need music. Have I got a witness? Music is a mood manipulator. You cannot be in the mood, and what will happen is you can put on the right music. Have I got a witness? And the music becomes medicine. It changes you. It has... benefits that are therapeutic psychologically in a way. It changes your mood. And the music can put you in a mood. And it's like, at first I was mean and nasty. Put me in the mood. He changed my mood, didn't he? And if I'm having difficulties, these entertainers are there, and you begin to see them pour out, and even when you have trouble, and what you begin to find out is there's something that can help you out. And you begin to, now it wasn't at church, but it's these people that are born, these babies, and you don't know what's in them. The flesh is lying there, and they begin to pour out. What's in them begin to, when you know what's in me, you begin to discover why I'm here. And you know, you don't really highlight the mistakes, but you have to highlight what's best. And I need entertainment. I need to hear that. It's a song that he was born to sing, that song. That's not Amazing Grace, but he still, I think, was born to sing that song because he can relate to so many people. Now, the thrill may come back, but right now it's gone. I'm not saying the thrill is lost. Why was I born? Somebody needed that song. Somebody needed entertainment as a balance of life. Amen. We look at these songs. We look at these lives of these people. And God lets us know that what's in that person, you begin to find out that when that person was a baby, I didn't see all that. But that's why they here. They here to give out a message. And God is saying, you know who that is. Yeah. Don't play that song for me. You see, the truth of the matter is, these people are born, but apparently we needed Aretha's music. She ministered because it was a part of life. And when you bury that person, you bury everything by which they came into the world. God sends people with various gifts. And what's in there is going to come out and administer. They pour it out. And you go get the best. You've got to be your best you. You've got to be you. You've got to believe in you when no one else believes in you. You've got to be confident. Oftentimes I do a lot of things. I don't like the way I do it. I say, you know, I've even studied in this the right way to do it, but it looked like I'm wired to do it this way. And you got to say, I've got to be me. You may not agree with anything, but the truth of the matter is, do you. Just do you. I'm not going to go through all of the theology. I'm not necessarily going through all of the context, the pretext. I'm not dealing with the syntax. Do you. God needs you. He made you. He put something in you. Do it your way. The thing you got to be sure of is make sure that you're doing what he wants. There's the only one you got to please. One. One purpose, one person to please. Is God happy with what you're doing? Whatever it is. That's why I came, Jesus says. And it doesn't matter what your situation is. God says, I came. He says, now notice what he says. He says, I am the King of truth. And you know what else he says? He says, I'm the King of truth. He says, now, everybody who belongs to the truth listens to me. If you in church and you don't want to obey the truth, you're really not his. He says, everyone that belongs to me, but it's another version, but it says, Pilate replied, but you are a king then? And he says, yes, Jesus said, I was born for that purpose. And I came to bring truth, to tell them the truth, into the world. All who love the truth are my followers. If you love the truth, you are a follower of Christ. If you claim to be following Christ and you don't like the truth, then you got some unfinished business to check into. We got some work to do there. Amen. But he say, all who love the truth are my followers. You know why you in here? You love the truth. I love the truth. Because lies get folk messed up, lives messed up. And Jesus, I made a copy of the truth. And I would. Now, I don't know why you came to church, but you ought to came because of the truth. You didn't want to hear from Reverend Foster. You wanted to hear the truth. And Jesus said, that's why I came. That's my primary purpose. I put things in people. I embedded it in them. And I know why I'm here, so I don't have no problem going where I'm going. I started with the end in mind. And there are packages wrapped up in all colors. God have different color packages. God wraps some up in one color. He wraps some up in another color. Amen. This is the Mexican's Independence Day, and as we celebrate that, we got to understand that God put a gift in there too. Amen. She's lying in her grave now, but she had a purpose, Selena's. And she came and on stage, she poured out why she was born. Satan, I think, cut her life short. Amen. I think Satan, and that's why you got to stay away from the devil. Because he can have, why should you die, the Bible says, before your time. All of those beautiful songs were inside, deposited. God put them in her when she was born. Because the Hispanic community also needed entertainment. And we are even blessed by it. Well, the fact, and it's so amazing as I close, that we all sitting here with a gift. And God has something for each one of us to do. And it's just amazing to me that it's wrapped up in a package that is so flawed. If you follow some of those, if you look behind the screen, the curtain of some of these artists, they back there doing drugs. They back there got all kind of things going on. They may have a needle in their arm. They smoking cigarettes and they breaking up. And you saw over and over again how all the things that were going on behind the scene. But they get out there on stage and they bring out why they were here. Now, eventually, they going to die and all the mess going to die. But, you know, we glad we kept their music. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes. We got messy lives. And sometimes you wonder how somebody can get up and sing you happy in church. You follow them home, they you can't even get along with them. They make you mad. You find out, I didn't know this person had. You don't know these folk right in here. But we got treasure in earthen vessels. We are flawed, but we still got a purpose. We got jacked up lives. Oh, it's scary to look too. Don't look too deep. Some of these saints in here might cuss sometime. I don't know. But whatever you do as I close, do you. And the best. You hear these songs about the greatest hits. They don't bring out the mistakes, and they don't bring out the drafts, huh? They don't bring out the when they their practices. They don't bring out the rehearsals. They only bring out the best.